Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to talk about a thirsty land. And that, of course, is a reference to the fact that we do have some territory here in the United States under severe drought, and what the impact of not having water readily available and with the not knowing what the future holds. We're going to do that with two people I have on the line with me. One, Conrad Weaver, who produced the Great American Wheat Harvest film documentary and now is working on this project, a new documentary called Thirsty Land. So I also have with me Jenny Schweigert with the Ag Chat Foundation, and we'll talk with her about a collaboration with Conrad and his project. But first, Conrad, tell us a little bit about Thirsty Land and what it is that got you a start on this idea and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on today, Chuck. 4 years ago, I started producing The Great American Wheat Harvest, and during the process of producing the film, the number one thing I heard going across the country was a story of water and drought. And so as we came to finishing up The Great American Wheat Harvest, people started asking me, well, what's your next project? And this idea of doing a documentary about the drought and about water issues came up, and so we decided to go for it, and that's really what launched this new film.
And have you started any production yet?
Yes, we have. We've started back in April with a couple of trips, and we just actually about a week ago returned from a two-week trip to California where we spent time talking to farmers and city leaders and water managers about the situation there. So we are kind of knee-deep into production and looking forward to another trip coming up to Nebraska in a couple of weeks.
Well, let's ask you, Jenny. The Ag Chat Foundation has announced this collaboration with Conrad. Tell us what drew you to this and what you guys are going to do working together.
Sure. Consumers are always looking for kind of that hot topic, and what one of the hot topics, especially in California, is obviously the drought. And we feel that this documentary is going to help connect those consumers in California and hopefully throughout the U.S. because it will in the long term affect everyone in the U.S. With our farmers and ranchers who are in California, who are struggling, who have no water to grow their crops, and eventually that's going to affect the food system all the way to the East Coast as well. So we saw this as a great collaboration to help serve as conduit between consumers and farmers and ranchers. So we went ahead and we went for it. We thought this would be a great opportunity to help get everyone connected.
Well, if I understand this, you're one of the things that you are able to help Conrad with is in the fundraising area as a nonprofit, which would enable Conrad through you to receive grants or other tax deductible type donations for the project from people, companies, or other organizations that would like to lend financial support.
Right, correct. By partnering with the AgChat Foundation, we are a 501c3 organization. So we are able to help Conrad out by supporting and providing donors with that tax deduction that they're looking for. And it's also opened up a lot of doors for grants that are available also that would not have been available otherwise.
Great. At this point, how would somebody initiate being able to try to make a donation through AgChat Foundation?
Well, that's a great question. Okay, if I can jump in there, we just yesterday launched our Indiegogo campaign, which is a crowdfunding campaign. Basically, it's an opportunity, a website that's been built for people to come to make a contribution. And we just actually launched this yesterday. And if they go to Indiegogo and do a search for Thirsty Land Movie, or if they go to our Facebook page, Thirsty Land, and we have links all over the Facebook page as well as on our website to the Indiegogo campaign. So people can go there, you know, select how much they want to give and make that contribution. And like Jenny said, the contributions are all tax deductible.
So if I want to start an Indiegogo campaign for the Chuck Zimmerman Retirement Fund, would that work too?
You probably could.
Well, so we'll point them to the website, your Facebook page. As you go forward here, Jenny, do you envision, maybe I think you already have, using like the weekly Ag Chat Twitter conversation to bring some attention to this project or issue?
Correct. Last week, the Twitter chat that we have that happens every Tuesday night is Ag Chat. The third Tuesday night of the month, we have Food Chat. And last week's topic was all about water. And it was kind of a nice little teaser and introduction to what was coming with Thirsty Land. And then this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, we'll be talking about agriculture and climate change. And that will, again, dive into some of the issues and the reason that Thirsty Land is there to bring awareness to those issues.
Great.
So feel free to join us.
So, Conrad, do you, where do you plan to be next? Where will we see you out in the field next time?
Well, we are on June 21st. We are leaving and we're heading out to Nebraska, where we're spending some time with our primary sponsor there, the Water for Food Institute. We'll be filming with some of their scientists there at the University of Nebraska. And we'll be connecting with some farmers and some ranchers, as well as some other companies across the state of Nebraska. Filming. And then we'll also end up in Colorado and into the Central Plains. Interestingly enough, talking to one of my friends today from Oklahoma, you know, he said, you know, we have too much water here now. You know, he said, I think the drought's over. And so there is an issue with water, you know, in the Central Plains, you know, today. And we're going to be looking into that and seeing, okay, is the drought really over, or is it, do farmers and ranchers need to continue to work toward sustainability and to manage the water that they do have now for the future? And so that's going to be an interesting part of our story.
Well, we'll look forward to keeping in touch, hearing updates as you move forward. And before we close, just highly encourage folks that want to help out with a project like this that really accomplishes a couple of different objectives, like helping consumers who will see this better understand the things that we face in farming today, that they're going to be able to go to the website on Indiegogo. I'm going to guess that probably on the Ag Chat Foundation site, there will be a link to that, if not yet, because I know this was just
correct,
announced. So we'll help point them that way and look to stay in touch. Well, I want to thank both of you, Jenny and Conrad, for talking with me this week. We look forward to continuing to help in ways that we can get the word out. So that's my Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.